Our first halacha lemaisa topic from Daf Gimel, which in truth is really our first practical discussion of Hotzah for Hilchos Shabbos in our Masechta, revolves around Abaye Shaila on Gimel Amabez. Baye discusses if an individual stretches his hand outside, is there a prohibition for him to bring his hand back? The crux of Abaye's question revolves, and we're going to frame things, of course, because this is halacha from the perspective in Shulchan Aruch, that in Simen Shin Mem Zayin, as well as we had seen already in the beginning of the Masechta, that it's prohibited midrabanan for a person to do an akira without a hanacha. In other words, it's prohibited for a person to, even if he's not going to put the object down in the Rishus HaRabim, to pick an object up in the Rishus HaYachid and send it in the direction of Rishus HaRabim, even if he doesn't put it down. The example of the Mishnah was the Baal Bayis who picks something up in his house, and the Ani takes it from his hand. After he moved his hand into the Rishus HaRabim, the Baal Bayis was over in Isser Durabanan. Abayis Shaila is, now that he's been over in Isser Durabanan, did Chazal create a knas and say that you have to leave your hand standing there? If you recall, through the Gemara, we went back and forth on the Shaila, and now we will see how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Shin Mem Ches, the Mechaber writes, Haya Omid Birshus HaYachid, Vahotzi Yado Malei Aperos, Lirishus HaRabim, Besoch Asara, Beshogeg, Mutter Lahachzira, Laosa Chatzit. So the Shulchan Aruch describes individuals inside a house. He sticks his hand full of fruits outside into Rishus HaRabim. In the Shulchan Aruch, he talks about a case where it's only within 10 tefachim of the ground. The title of this halacha is someone who stuck his hand out a window. I'm not familiar with many windows that are within 10 tefachim. Most windows are above 10. But let's start first with explaining the Pesach in the Shulchan Aruch. And that is that if it's below 10, if he did it b'shogeg, it's permissible for him to return it to that chotzer, to that place where he was. The Gemara tells us that it's prohibited, v'asa l'ashita l'chotzer acheres, as the Shulchan Aruch says, because niskayim machshav, that's how we concluded the daf, that he's gotten something out of it, he gained something, he was able to put it in a different chotzer, hence that is prohibited. So halacha number one, if he sticks his hand out under 10 tefachim, which is the Rishus HaRabim Mamish, and is not the Makom Patur, in such a case, the halacha is that it is permissible to bring his hand back into the same place that he stuck his hand into. V'im b'mezid, but if he does it b'mezid, halacha number two, asar afil l'achzir l'osa chatzer, then he has to leave his hand standing there the whole Shabbos, because there's a knas midrabanan that he put his hand out there. However, the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see in contrast to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if it took place on Shabbos itself, even if he did it b'mezid, we're still going to allow to bring him his hand back in. If he swung his hand out there during the daytime, so then in such a case, worse comes to worse, even if he drops the object, he'll only be over in Isser D'Rabbanan. This svara of the V'yei Shomrim we already found in the Gemara itself. However, if he put his hand outside b'mezid, we allow him to bring it back because we're playing with fire now. If he lets the object go, he'll come to an Isser D'Oraisa. So now we've learned three halachos. Number one, someone who puts his hand out b'shogeg under 10 into a Rishus HaRabim can bring his hand back into the same place, not into another chatzer. Number two, if he did it b'mezid, the halacha is that he cannot bring his hand back because Chazal made a knas. Number three, however, if he did it when it was already night, that means he did the akira, and if he would drop it now, it would then be an Isser D'Oraisa because of that chashash, even when it's a mezid, we allow him to bring his hand back in. However, as in case number two, he would not be allowed to bring it in if he stuck his hand out when it was day. Finally, halacha number 4, Bamedvar Mamurim concludes the Mechaber in Shin Memches, Kisho Tzil Rishus HaRabim. That only applies when he stuck his hand out to Rishus HaRabim, Avol Motzia LeKarmelis, but if he stuck it out to a Karmelis, that's an area where carrying is only Yasser Midrabbanon, Bechol Gavna Mutar Lachzira. So we have here the four halachos in the Shulchan Aruch. We need to make a couple of points about these four halachos. Firstly, how do we paskin in regards to this point number 3, this Yesha Omrim that's worried about the fact that you might come to an Isser Doraisa if you stuck your hand out after dark, and therefore you're allowed to bring your hand in. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Ches quotes the Elia Rabbah that says that many poskim are makel like this Yesh Omrim, even though we have a rule in the Mechaber, Stam v'yesh Omer halacha kistam, nevertheless, here the Elu Rabbah and the Mishnah Brura seem to come out lekula. It should be pointed out, though, that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav does not accept this, and therefore, those who follow the Mishnah Brura, when someone stuck out his hand, b'mezid, then, if it was Micha Shechashecha, he could pull it back. Of course, everybody agrees b'shogeg, he could pull it back. However, according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the fellow is stuck. Number 2. And this is an even more practical point. What's the halacha in regards to someone sticking their hand out of a window? Is it mutter? Is it aser? Do they have to keep their hand there the entire Shabbos, or may they move their hand back? So in the Shulchan Aruch, as we pointed out, reading carefully, the Mechaber Paskins, like the opinion of Tosos that we have in Dibur HaMaskil, Kan Lamala Me'asara, where Tosos says that the whole discussion over here is only less than 10 Tfachim. If it's more than 10 Tfachim, so then the area that the person is sticking his hand out to is a Makom Ptur. Therefore, most porches, most windows are above 10 tfachim from the ground, and according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, all of these halachos would not apply. One, whether shogeg, whether mezid, would be able to pull back. However, the Be'er Halacha points out that the Rajba disagrees with Tosos, and he says it's aser lest a person bring his hand, we're afraid. If we're going to allow people to put their hands out above 10 tfachim, so then they'll come to less than 10 tfachim as well. The Be'er Halacha, Moran HaChavetz Chaim, points out that this is not only Shita of the Rajba, it's a Shita of the Me'iri. The Prima Gadim proves it from the Rashi, and he says, the Be'er Halacha says, he doesn't know why the Prima Gadim didn't point out it was also the Shita of the Rajba. Hence, bottom line, L'chatchila, one should be Choshesh for this position as well, that even above 10 tfachim, one should not stick one's hand outside of the window into a Rishus HaRabim, as well as, I would presume, according to the Rajba Karmelis, even though there's no Gezerah, lest he come to stick his hand out less than 10 tfachim. The Dirshu Mishnah Brura, they point out very sharply, just one interesting nafkamina, that according to the Rajba, there would be no problem of sticking one's hand out and catching water, let's say rainwater, or something that was falling down, and bringing it in, because the whole chash over there is, according to the Rajba, that you might end up taking your object from the Rishus HaYachid and putting it within 10 tfachim to a Rishus HaRabim, which would be an Isur Durabbanan. But if you're not taking something from inside and putting it outside, but catching something from the outside, then they claim, according to the Rajba, above 10 tfachim would not be a problem, because it's only Gzeira Atu 10 Tfachim. However, bottom line is, we're not talking about a strange case like catching something outside, but rather what we would be talking about is someone moving his hand from inside the house, outside the window. L'chatchila, one should not do it even above 10 Tfachim. However, the simple reading, according to the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Brura and Tosfos, is that it would not be a problem. This concludes Halacha topic number 1 from Daf Gimel. Our second topic from Daf Gimel is what the Gemara describes on the top of Gimel Amud Beis, that Rabbi Chiya gave Musar to Rav for asking Rebbe a Shaila on a Masechta that he wasn't learning. What are the parameters of this? When is a person allowed to ask a Rav a Shaila about the Masechta that he's not learning. Don't we do that all the time? Don't we ask shailas about an inyan in halacha to a rav, even if he's not learning that Masechta? What are the parameters of the din? In Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Mem Vav Sif Yud Beis, this is brought down. Ein sholin es harab mi inyan acher, elo me oise inyan sheim oiskim boy. Kidei shelos yizvayish, in order that he not be embarrassed. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Shalos HaTshuvos, Arachayim Chelek Beis, Simen Yud Aleph, who was one of the great poskim here in Arzenu Hakdosha, and he was well known to be a responder to all shailas at all times, points out that the lashon in our Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch is in order that he should not be embarrassed. As for Tzvi Pesach Frank, what about the fact that the halacha is going to come out wrong? In our case, it was a shaila of Shabbos. What about the Chilul Shabbos that's going to emerge? Tzvi Pesach Frank buttresses his questions by asking a very subtle question in Pshat and Rashi, a question that normally is devoted to Iyun Seder, but Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank uses it for Lahalacha. And that is that Rashi, on the top of our Amud, says, Kloimar, as if to say, She'ein libo l'masechta zu, Shema Yizbayish. Those who are students of Rashi know that every time Rashi uses the word Kloimar, Rashi is coming to add something. As Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, he's repeating what the Gemara had said. Finally, the Chassam Sofer in our Tshuva, in our sugya, also asks a very basic question. How do we reconcile this whole phenomenon of not asking the Rav, except for the Masechta that he's in, with the statement that the Gemara says later on, Adaf Kuf Yud Dalet Amin Aleph, Ezeu Talmud Chacham, Kol Sheshoyel Enoyse Halacha B'chol Makom Va'oimra. Who is a Talmud Chacham that you can import as a Rav? That's what the Gemara goes on to say. Someone who you could ask him in any area of halacha, and he's able to respond. And we know that Rebbe was a Reish Masifta. He was appointed. He was the Ma'or Eretz Yisrael. So how could it be that with Rebbe, Rebbe Chia felt, you could only ask him in this Masechta? This leaves Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank to draw the following conclusion. I just finished also a two-volume biography on Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and this definitely is consistent also with his approach as a Pesach as well. And that is that someone who is a real Talmud Chacham, to expect him to be holding in Kol HaTorah Kula, that he remembers every Svara, every Tam, every Rashi, every Tesis, every word of the Beis Yosef, every Magen Avram, every Be'er Halacha, that is something that's very, very hard to imagine that every Talmud Chacham is expected to do. However, a Talmud Chacham that has been Amel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's for a long Torah for a long, long time, he's someone who can answer the Halacha B'chol Makom. That means that he'll know what the Halacha is, even if he can't necessarily back it up with its rationale. Pesach Frank goes further. He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that there are times that the Tam HaLacha is Masur L'Svaras HaLeif. And even there are times that the individual might feel strongly, the Rav might feel strongly that this is the HaLacha, even if he can't necessarily back it up with a source, based on his knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula. That is the answer to all the above questions. The Talmud Chacham who's ready to become a Rav has to be able to answer and be able to say what the Halacha is in all instances. However, he might not necessarily be able to give all of the Tamim. And that's exactly what Rashi is saying. Lo sishayli klomar, as if to say, she'en libo masechazu shema yizbayish. It's not that we're afraid that he's not going to know the Halacha, but rather klomar, that it's not that he can't answer the question in general in terms of knowing the halacha, but the details, the cheshbon, you're going to ask him, you paskin like this, and you happen to have done that daf, and you saw there's a stiras haran, it could be it's going to take a little bit of a while for the Rebbe to get back into the ran. On that, if he's running, etc., etc., shema yizbayish. Then in such a case, we're worried not about the fact that the halacha is going to come out incorrect. The halacha will come out correct. However, it'll come out, this yeshiva bachur, the only thing he knows is these 5 dapim in Shas, these 15 dapim, these 25 dapim,
He thinks he shows that he knows how to learn better than the Rav. No! Shema Yizbayesh realized that the Rav himself might not be holding in all the Svaras HaTorah, even though he's holding in the Halacha. So in that Masechta, fight it out with him, Adasof. In the Halacha, then you could ask him for the Halacha, but the Tamim don't put the Rav on the spot in such an instance. I say this is consistent in what I've been zocha to learn about Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, because Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank himself was a Talmud of the European yeshivas. He himself was a Magid Shir in Eitz Chaim when he was a young man. I'll tell you a fascinating story that's recorded, that after Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was already saying Shir in Eitz Chaim, he disappeared for 2 or 3 years. The story behind his disappearance, which actually created the bridge between Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Zatzal and Rav Kook Zatzal, as recorded in this new biography by one of his descendants, was that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank felt that he had been doing iyun on many sugyas, but that he didn't feel that he had all four of Chalakim of Shulchan Aruch, Chalacha Lamaisa, in every single part of Torah on his fingertips. And he decided the only way to do that was to leave his job in yeshiva and to devote himself entirely to learning Shulchan Aruch. That's not the amazing part of the story, it's the next part. And that is, he came home, he informed his wife. The next day, according to the legend, if you will, his wife packed him, as the story recounts, his shtreimel and one change of clothing. They already had 3 or 4 or 5 children at the time. She walked him to the train station. He did not even inform anybody in the yeshiva in Eitz Chaim. And he went and he left Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh, and he went to the city of Yafo to learn Torah over there, separate Poresh from his family and his entire Chabura. And then when he came back, he was Ra'ui Lahora. Of course, it was at this time that Rav Kook was the Rav of Yafo. And this is how the friendship between Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Rav Kook developed. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank said that at that time also his derech of learning changed slightly, and it wasn't the standard yeshiva style of iyun, and his emphasis more was lasuke shmeitza aliba de hilchasa, a little bit less with the Chakiras and the Diyukim, and more of the broader systematic approach to Torah. I say, therefore, that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's Yisod is consistent with what we had mentioned before. And that is the idea that it could very well be that the Rav himself, he's so connected to Dalei Chulchan Aruch Shulchan Aruch, and has such a good sense of how the halachic system works, he'll know what the halach is. If he himself is not being ma'ayin as much as that yeshiva bachur in that sugya, that doesn't mean that he doesn't know the halacha. And therefore, to ask him in a different mesechta, the Rav himself always has to be ligging and learning. He always has to be living one mesechta, but maybe to ask him in the iyun of that mesechta, one has to be careful, kidei shelo yispayish. Should be noted that in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, the Beis Yosef points out that the Gemara in Meseches Pesachim and Meseches Megillah that describes Shloshim Yom Kodim LaPesach Sholim V'Darshim Hilchas Achag, the Beis Yosef understands that that means that you could ask the Rav on the halachos of Pesach, and that you could ask him as if it's the Masechta that he's learning. In other words, based on what we said before, that needs to become Hilchas Pesach, needs to become the Rav's Masechta as well. And you could ask him again, according to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, not only the halacha, but even the iyun. Sefer Tal Oros in his Hagdama says something interesting, where he says that the same applies on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos for Hilchos Shabbos as well. That is the inyan hamoed, and therefore you could ask the Rav anywhere in Hilchos Shabbos, and he says that's behind the custom as well to say Bameh Madlikin. It's Koveya, the Zman of Shabbos, as being the Masechta of that day, just like the 30 days between Purim and Pesach, Meseches Pesachim, and Chelek Hei of the Mishneh Berurah, is the Masechta and the Limud of that period of time. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Gimel.